For the past 9 months, we've been listening to voters in the town of Exeter, New Hampshire. It's a town with families of great wealth and very modest means, about evenly divided among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Today, in our final installment before Tuesday's primaries, New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg revisits some of the undecided voters we've met along the way.
Welcome to New Hampshire, a site of the first in the nation Democratic primary.
Back in June, we sat down with a small group of Democrats and watched a debate among the Democratic candidates. By the end of that evening, Karen Pryor, a part-time worker at a publishing company, had a new interest in John Edwards. But now, Karen has been won over by Barack Obama's optimistic message. Still, Karen says her commitment to Obama implies no criticism of Edwards or Hillary Clinton.
You know, on a 1 to 10, they may be 10s, but I see Barack Obama as a 12, as a 15. I mean, he just embodies something, a dream, a hope, a desire to really do it right.
Another debate watcher that June evening was Eric Lipsett, a 41-year-old salesman of business software. John Edwards had also made a good impression on Eric, but it took seeing Edwards in person at Exeter's town hall before Eric could finally make up his mind. Tough talk on immigration from Edwards helped lock in his support. Edwards said illegal aliens could stay in the U.S. if they learned to speak English and paid a fine for breaking the law. Eric says Edwards struck the right balance.
Let's think about it practically. How can we deal with it? But yet at the same time, let's admit that these people have come illegally.
Early on, we met Holly and Philip Tisdall, a Republican couple with a very personal stake in the Iraq War. Iraq is the main reason Holly is likely to vote for John McCain.
He has children in the military, as do I, so that is a big consideration for me. It's my children's lives, and that has to be the most important thing to me, and I totally trust McCain on that.
Her husband, Philip, has settled firmly on Rudy Giuliani. Philip is equally comfortable with Giuliani, Mitt Romney, and McCain, but in his view, Giuliani makes the best case for conservative policies.
It's very hard to soundbite against people who are for the poor. It's very hard to soundbite against people who want to give others rights. And when I went and saw Giuliani, he can explain who we are in the most fluid and natural and honest way. And I said, given I love all three, I'm going to take the guy who can tell America who we are.
There was a time when Giuliani was also the first choice for Bob Kelly, a dirt farmer. Now, Bob thinks Giuliani can't see beyond the threat of terrorism and talks of spending billions more overseas when Bob wants Washington to focus on issues closer to home. He might vote for John McCain, but his passion lies with a very different candidate.
My dark horse is Ron Paul, who really sort of says all the things that I believe, and it's just a question of getting my arms around. Is he, you know, just sort of a fringe guy who has the luxury of saying those things, or does he really have a shot?
During the summer, we also checked in with Independents, who had handed McCain his huge victory back in the 2000 primary. One was Jerry Hamill, a home improvement contractor. Jerry has long soured on McCain. Now he might vote for Mike Huckabee, the winner of the Iowa Republican caucuses.
He's got a good feel about him. He seems just like a nice guy, an honest guy. And he seems like the type of guy that you could talk to him without, you know, feeling that he's a lot better than I am.
Fear of Mike Huckabee could be enough for another independent, Lee Williams, to decide to vote in the Republican primary. Right now, Lee is considering two Democrats, Clinton and Obama. But she feels that religion plays much too big a role in the policies of both Huckabee and Romney. To block them, she might vote for McCain.
We really helped decide who becomes president. And if Hillary Clinton bowled me over, or if on Sunday Barack Obama bowled me over, is that enough to outweigh the honest threat that I feel for this country if either Romney or Huckabee become president?
Lee might not see McCain as her first choice, but if her calculations told her to vote strategically, she would. After all, that's what makes her an independent voter. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg in Concord, New Hampshire.